Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Madison Chase, with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place. Let's talk face to face. It's Sunday and it is Soul Feel Sunday. And today I wanted to talk about, what does it mean for you to practice your faith? And can you do that simultaneously with positive thoughts? Like, is it possible? So that's what I want to talk about today. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then let's jump right into it. Now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this conversation of, is it faith that we practice, or whatever you believe in, or is it fear? And do you walk in the fear or the faith? And are those things mutually exclusive, or are they kind of inclusive when it comes to practicing your faith? Because on this positive thoughts cleanse, I've realized I've had to really limit my conversations with a lot of people, and even including faith. I think in terms of your beliefs, and even sometimes in our prayer life, it is often a challenge to think of and or pray in the positive, you know, for the things that you desire or the things that you want. And I think sometimes it's hard to really assess that we operate in out of fear, or out of fear, especially I think the older you get, if you are in a place where that's how you've been operating, and sometimes fear can also exercise itself in the things that we watch on television. Especially the news. Like, the news is not ever positive at all. And so, what do you do when you are someone who has to live your life by what you watch on television? And that includes, like, current events. Like, what could you for 30 days not watch the news or not talk to people who you know are not positive? Like, really, what would your life look like if you did a positive thoughts cleanse where the only thing you wanted to surround yourself with was positivity? And I really think it's hard for people to do. It's been a challenge for me to really think about what that actually looks like in terms of the conversations that I've had, that I'm having with people. Even the conversations that I think should be positive. So watching and listening and letting people know that you're on a positive thoughts cleanse, that still doesn't matter because it's still a challenge. So the news is not positive, and you start to notice more people that aren't positive. And I've always felt that way about, you know, sometimes when I go to church and I hear people praying, or I hear some of the sermons, and I'm like, wow, that doesn't make me feel good, or that's not very positive. So, that's my question to you. Whatever you practice and or whatever you believe, is it possible to only think of the positive parts of that particular faith? The things that make you feel good, the things that you desire, instead of, you know, I think oftentimes when we pray, mainly about the things that we don't want, we still, even if you're talking about the things you don't want, if you talk about them, instead of, like, let's say you have some kind of illness, instead of talking about the illness, you should be focusing on the healing. And so when I hear people pray about whether it's diabetes, whether it is the C word, your mind doesn't know the difference between what it doesn't want and what it wants. And so I think we've been conditioned to focus on the actual thing that we don't want, still puts it in your subconscious. Instead of focusing on the healing and the longevity and the health and the life that you want to lead. So it's a tricky thing, you know, to practice your faith and stay positive. So it's just food for thought. So I think it's a day that I'm reflecting and finishing and rereading this book, because the second book is called The Power of Your Words. And I talk about that quite a bit in terms of just how I've been trying to listen to the things that I say and watch my words. Like, I had a young lady who I talked to yesterday, and she's like, yeah, I'm going whitewater rafting, and it's part of my bead list. And I was like, have you ever thought about calling it your living list? Because if you focus on the B list, the B list puts you in a space of what happens to you. But living puts the focus on you living and doing and executing. That's my food for thought. So I just wanted to challenge you to be on a positive thoughts cleanse, even in your spiritual life and what you believe in, and your prayer life and your meditation life. Like, even when I listen to some meditations, I'm like, I hear enough of the things that are not my desire. I want to hear the things that are my desire. So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And we are in this place. And I hope you enjoyed this face-to-face, because it's really just food for thought. So thanks for listening, and we'll chat tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.